Our sermon this morning was written by Reverend Julie Delazine of First Presbyterian Church of Warren, who happens to be the moderator of our presbytery and a really great colleague to have the support of. She writes, "The Gospel of Luke doesn't start with the birth of Jesus. It starts with the birth of John the Baptist. More accurately, it starts with the announcement to John's father, Zechariah, that John is going to come into being. Zechariah was a priest who was married to a priest's daughter, Elizabeth. We are told that Zechariah and Elizabeth are both righteous people and live blameless lives. Their heartache, though, is that they have been unable to have children. And now, like Abraham and Sarah, they have reached old age and have given up this dream. But God has not given up on their dream. Zechariah's name means the Lord remembers. And God remembers Zechariah and Elizabeth and uses them for a spectacular purpose. Zechariah is about to head into the temple to perform ritual sacrifices and purifications. And when he enters the temple, who should he see there but the angel Gabriel? Now, everyone who sees angels in Scripture is terrified, because always the first words from the angel's mouth is, "Do not be afraid." Gabriel tells Zechariah that Elizabeth is going to bear a son, and they are to name him John. John will be a prophet, filled with the Holy Spirit, and call people back to worship God as prophets do. But what's more is that John will be the one to go before the Lord's anointed and prepare the way for him. Zechariah finds this a little too hard to believe. "Are you sure about that? Elizabeth and I are pretty old. Is this even possible?" Gabriel, with a head smack, I'm sure, tells Zechariah that as an angel, he's actually standing in God's presence even now. Who is Zechariah to doubt this good news? But because Zechariah doubted, because he did not believe Gabriel's words, Gabriel told him that he would be mute until the baby was born. Ooh boy. So Zechariah comes out of the temple, unable to speak, and everyone could tell right away he had seen a vision. Speechless. Fast forward 9 months. Let's hear what Zechariah has to say now. Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from Luke chapter 1, verses 57 through 80. Hear now the word of the Lord. "Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said, 'No, he is to be called John.' They said to her, 'None of your relatives has this name.' Then they began motioning to his father to find out what name he wanted to give him. He asked for a writing tablet and wrote, 'His name is John.' And all of them were amazed. Immediately, Zechariah's mouth was opened and his tongue freed, and he began to speak, praising God. Fear came over all their neighbors, and all these things were talked about throughout the entire hill country of Judea. All who had heard them pondered them and said, 'What then will this child become?' For indeed, the hand of the Lord was with him. Then his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke this prophecy. 'Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who has looked favorably on the people and redeemed them, who has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the house of God's servant David, as was spoken through the mouth of the holy prophets from of old, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Thus God has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors, and has remembered the holy covenant, the oath that was sworn to our ancestor Abraham, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve the Lord without fear, in holiness and righteousness before God all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give knowledge of salvation to the people by the forgiveness of their sins. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day he appeared publicly to Israel. This is the word of the Lord. Take a moment to be silent like Zechariah and think, who helped lay a foundation of faith for you? What are the words, blessings, and actions that have laid the foundation for your life? What are the experiences, people, and words that are part of your foundation story? Today we heard a foundational story for the life of John the Baptist, his circumcision and naming, this blessing over him by his up-until-the-moment mute father. This is one of two songs in the first three chapters of Luke, not including the angels singing at Jesus' birth. This song is often called the Benedictus, or blessing in Latin. Zechariah blesses the Lord with his first words after being silent so long. He proclaims that indeed God does what God says the Lord is going to do. God does what we imagine to be impossible. And then Zechariah blesses his son John and announces what the angel has told him, that John will be a prophet of the Lord. John will go before the Lord, urging people to repent of their sin, telling them of the saving power of God, giving light to those who are sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death, guiding our feet into the way of peace. This is John's foundation, this blessing, this prophetic proclamation. Zechariah, holding his newborn son, this son that was so wanted and so patiently waited for, he announces that his son will not follow his footsteps, either in name or in occupation as a priest. John will be a prophet. In the history of Israel, in the history of the world, the lives of prophets do not often end well. Those truth speakers who summon the courage to say hard things to those in power, who speak on behalf of the God who has spoken into their hearts. Holding his infant son and calling him a prophet, Zechariah saw his son's beginning and ending in his arms right there. John would indeed suffer the fate of the prophets before and after him. But this foundation story isn't just about John. It's about the one who will come after him, the one for whom he will prepare the way. This is Jesus' foundation story as well. And not only Jesus, a foundation story for us too. Hear the end of Zechariah's blessing. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Zechariah's name means the Lord remembers. But in the birth of John, Zechariah remembers that what seems impossible will be possible with the Lord. God's love for the world will not be withheld. Zechariah blesses us too. In the artist statement for our visual art this week, Hannah Garrity writes that as dawn breaks over Zechariah's shoulder, His prophecy foretells God coming into the world, of light dawning in weary spaces. Zechariah relents. God has made her statement. He could not speak until he de-centered himself from the story. He gives the name that Elizabeth has been called to give. Zechariah's willingness to hear the call is the action in this moment. His neighbors are shocked by the name he chooses to give, by the prophecy, by his being able to speak again. By removing his own personal and family legacy from the picture, he is truly able to give way to the greater narrative that God is calling him to participate in. In this foundational story for John, we find that Zechariah lays the foundation for what his son's ministry will become. His son, who will grow up to prepare the way of the Lord, and who will someday baptize Jesus in the Jordan River. As I was thinking about foundations this week, I decided to dig up some pictures. Here is a picture from the construction of our fellowship hall, which was demolished and rebuilt in the mid-80s. Looks like a strong foundation. As I was looking at these pictures and thinking of the foundation of our church home, I thought about Zechariah's foundational words, acknowledging that our foundation is only as solid as we are able to participate in and recognize God's larger story. Our foundation is only as solid as we are able to connect it to the story of God's love for the world, including God's love for us. May our foundations be strong, and may they hold us up our whole lives long. Amen.